Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today are Adair County, Iowa State University Extension and Outreach Summer Youth Coordinators, Lily Day and Kenzie Miller. All right, Lily, what are some of the things that the Adair County Extension has going on in the month of June?
All right, so July 1st is our deadline for fair entry, so we've been getting that kind of all squared away, ready to have that deadline come up. And then we have some summer camps that are still going, that the sign-ups are still available, which include some junior and senior cooking classes, our Clover Kid camps, our rabbit workshops, static workshops, stuff like that.
Hi, I'm Kinzie. I want to tell you a little bit about the SOFA trip this year. That is fast approaching. It is June 14th through the 16th. It is 8th through 12th grade. The deadline is June 2nd for that sign up. They're going to go to Kansas. There they'll go to K-State, seed production, zoo, and the dairy. But that's all they have for that.
And then we also have a fashion workshop. We are partnering with the Union County Extension, and that will be on June 9th. We're going to have that held from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and that'll kind of look like we're going to hit Paisley Rose Boutique in Creston and have her kind of talk about some fashion do's and don'ts and inventory and stuff like that, and then have a mini try-on fashion show there. And then we're going to head to the Creston Rerun and let the kids do their $20 fashion challenge for the fair and kind of get to experience shopping on their own with their challenge at hand.
Static Day is also coming up. That is June 1st. There's not really a sign up for that. We do prefer for you to call and let us know, but we're not going to turn anybody away. It's going to help kids know what to expect when they come to the fair and do all their building activities. T-shirt orders are also due, so people haven't got those entered. We need that. We have a table setting workshop coming up on June 3rd. It is not too late to sign up. That'll be at the Gathering Place from 9 to 11 in Greenfield.
And then also, our dog classes and horse classes have started, and dog classes will be every Monday until fair, and horse practices will also be at the fairgrounds every Wednesday until we start fair. And I think that is the gist of it.
All right. So anyone wanting to sign up for the fair, what are the things they need to know going into the deadline?
So we have a 4-H online that the kiddos just go to, and they put all their information in, and then they kind of do a brief description on what they're doing at the fair, what they're showing, and stuff like that. So pretty simple process.
All right. And the fashion workshop that you guys talked about, what kind of brought about the idea to have that workshop?
So I had done some fashion activities at the fair when I was in 4-H, and I realized that there was quite a few of the youth that really didn't know what they were doing, and there was not as many youth that we wanted to be involved in it, and it slowly decreased in numbers. So we decided that we wanted to get a workshop put together that kind of shows them what it's all about and how to do it and what to expect. So we decided to do that, and we're going to partner with the Paisley Rose Boutique in Creston, and I think it's going to be a really good opportunity for the youth to learn about what the fashion industry is all about.
All right, and for that Static Day, what events does that kind of cover? I know there's a few of them that go into that.
They're going to have photography, communications. Other 4-H members that have participated in these events are going to come and talk to future people that are going to participate in these events so they can talk about what to expect and what to have prepared.
All right, and you mentioned for the table setting class that still has some spots open, even though kind of the pre-registration had closed. What are you guys going to go over in the table setting?
They are going to talk about do's and don'ts. This is new to the fair. I know that. I don't think we've had it for very many years. So they're going to also show the youth what to expect. We're kind of just trying to prepare everybody so they're not going in blind into these competitions that they aren't really familiar with.
All right. So, Lily, you and Kenzie, you two are the summer helpers for the Adair County Extension. What kind of got you guys interested in doing that?
Well, this is Lily talking. I am headed to Iowa State this fall, so it kind of sparked my interest with the kids part of it. I know it was kind of promoted as a job that you get to be involved with the youth quite a bit, and that is something I want to go into at Iowa State, so I thought, what better idea than to try it out this summer.
All right, and Kenzie, kind of the same question. What kind of got you interested in being one of the summer helpers at the Extension?
I did work experience here first semester, and since I wasn't an employee, I couldn't really get my hands on all the things, but I saw what they were working on, and I thought that it would be fun. So here I am doing the same things that they were telling me all about first semester this year.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
All right. Thank you.
That was today's Hometown Foods. Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.